Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at Hotep, to everyone. Welcome to a special edition of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, it is always wonderful to be able to talk with you, broadcast this powerful information. I mean, this is just such a wonderful time period to be able to be involved in the type of work that is necessary for real kinds of change, real kinds of movement stuff. And so with that said, we are going to do just a briefing for you tonight. Again, this is a special edition. Of course, this is the day that many did observe and participate in activities as it pertains to Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And we hope that you all had a very productive and pleasurable day, particularly those who did not have to go to plantations and had that day off. At any rate, we again thank you for tuning in. And again, this is just a briefing, so we're not going to be on very long tonight. We will, of course, have our regular program on Saturday at 10:30 p.m., so you can definitely catch us live at that point as well. For tonight, however, we wanted to put on record, because again, this being the Earth Day of Dr. Martin Luther King, and for many, he is probably the quintessential hero when it comes to civil rights, needless to say. Of course, with MWM, our position is that civil rights is, of course, very important in this day and age, but certainly our mission and role is now to bring forward human rights for African people, for Black folks in the U.S. So while we pay tribute to those who have come before us, and certainly are enormously in gratitude of those who not only gave their lives, but, you know, made so many sacrifices and so forth, you know, during the course of the time that we've been in this country under a type of domination and subjugation. Certainly, we will always be thankful for those who stood up and, you know, always made certain that the continuation of resistance, the continuation of fighting back was something that we would always know and understand and feel. And for some of us have, of course, embraced it to the degree where it is, if not the most important thing, certainly one of the most important things in our lives. So with that said, we wanted to begin to pay homage today to Dr. Martin Luther King and for all who, again, participated in the movements prior to now as well as to now. With that said, certainly this past week has been very interesting with hearing the various types of remarks that this so-called president of this country has made. It's really hard to say that president of this country is very difficult to say that, but just for the sake of communications, I'm saying it because I want people to really get a clear understanding of what's about to happen. And with that said, we are talking about some actions that people have began to communicate about. We've been talking with several different groups and different individuals, organizations, et cetera, who are absolutely not only outraged, but really know that something has to be said, something has to be demonstrated in terms of how many feel about what's going on in this land. And so with that said, there is now a call that's being put out, and it's known as We the People United. Now, We the People United is kind of a coalition, a collaboration of a lot of different groups and organizations that deal with social justice issues, that are advocates, activists, organizers from all over the country. This is from all cultures, all religions, you name it. It's there. So this is really when it said we the people, it's really talking about, of course, that's a phrase that you find in the United States Constitution. And it says that that is where the power is supposed to be, amongst the people. And so we the people need to make that clearer to apparently some other people. And so, again, there's been some conversation over the past, really for a while, but definitely over this past week with various groups. And so it has been determined that we, the people united, have to now come together and make it clear to the world that the majority of the people in this land known as the United States, certainly are not in agreement with the representation of this country. And so something needs to be said and something needs to be done. What the thing that needs to be done is obviously impeachment. I mean, you know, why not? Resignation, well, we know he's not going to do that. We'll seriously doubt that. But nevertheless, the world needs to see that the masses of the people in the United States do not agree with him, do not want him. And so with that said, it needs to be put on record that the masses of the people, we the people, definitely are not in alignment with him by any far stretch of the imagination or anything else. And so, again, you will hear more about this very soon. It will be coming this summer. It's called We the People United. There's a social justice forum and the March on Washington. And the March on Washington is in protest and is a call for the impeachment of Donald Trump, also known as 45, because some people don't even like to say the name, and we understand it. At any rate, a telephone conference call is being scheduled for January the 22nd, I believe at 9:30. I have to check that time, and we will give you more details on our radio program, our regular radio program, on Saturday at 10:30 p.m., and you will be hearing more on other radio programs as well. We'll be giving you some outlines on that. Again, this particular group or rally and demonstration is for everyone. So therefore, again, it's all religions, it's all cultures, whatever it is, all of that is going on. Of course, I will be, you know, specifically dealing with some of the areas that is in reference to our women, black women and girls in particular, black families. Of course, there are other people that will be doing other things. And so they will be identified and people can get in wherever they fit in. But the point is that the world needs to see that the masses of the people in the U.S. are not in agreement with this present administration and wants it done, wants it out. And so this is a way to demonstrate that. This is a way to show the world that what was recently said about you-know-what countries, we're inviting them. They're going to be invited. The peoples of Haiti, the peoples of African countries, and so forth. Certainly the indigenous peoples of this land, they will be represented. They will be speaking. They will be participating. And so, again, you know, all of the peoples in this land that feel about, you know, the injustices that have occurred, the tax reform, or that is not even reform, it's just a ripoff, the tax cuts that are going to affect millions throughout this country in an adverse way. These things need to be made clearer to the masses of the people, because many of the people don't know that if they're getting certain types of subsidies, that's going to get cut. Child care, housing, all those things. There are other issues that need to be addressed. Needless to say, we're still looking at the water in Flint and other cities, by the way. We're still looking at education, and all public education throughout the country is just a, what can we say? And internet, the neutrality situation, well, we know what's getting ready to happen with that. And if people just sit back and just say nothing, again, at least let the world know that there is not only a concern here, but we really ain't trying to have it, period. It needs to be conveyed. So for those who are interested, you will be able to get more information on Saturday, and we'll give you other outlets that you can contact and connect to. I talked to Reverend Pinckney earlier today. Of course, he is a former political prisoner, and he's on board. Of course, we got people from all over. We'll be telling you more about that on Saturday and on upcoming programs. And if you would like more information, you can email, hold on, let me pull this out, it looks like, WTP United 2018. At gmail.com, okay? WTP United 2018 at gmail.com. That's the email address that you want to contact to get additional information. And if I'm not mistaken, the Facebook, it should be going up in a few days, and then shortly after that, the website will be going up as well. Okay, so that's pretty much it. This is going to be very, very interesting, to say the least. Again, this is a social justice forum because, you know, to just have a march or a rally, I mean, that's all good, but there has to be the capability to literally administer information, to exchange information, to have sessions to do strategizing, things of that nature. And so that's what's going to happen for like 2 days. And then the last day will be the March on Washington in protest of this number 45 and the call for resignation and or impeachment. Okay. So, again, tune in on Saturday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will get more information, and we'll be also giving you other kinds of communication outlets that you will be able to connect with to get additional information as well. Okay? All right. That's pretty much it. On Saturday, you will be hearing, I think, I'm not sure who our guest is for Saturday, so I guess you'll just have to be kind of surprised. But at any rate, we will certainly be talking more about We the People United, a social justice forum, and March on Washington. We the People March on Washington. So until next time, family, I thank you all again for this special briefing, special edition, and we look forward to talking with you and sharing with you on our regular program on Saturday, again, 10:30 p.m., and we look forward to talk with you then, communicate with you then. All right, till the next time, promote to Tutishinda. Together we shall win. Peace to you all.